Hi, and welcome to the SEO podcast, Unknown Secrets of Internet Marketing. My name is Chris Burris, one of the owners here at eWeb Results.
My name is Matt Bertram, the lead digital SEO strategist.
That is absolutely true. So welcome back to another fun-filled edition of our podcast. This is podcast number 465.
Ooh, I like
You're not impressed? Is that?
Or do it again.
465!
I like it.
And we have so much fun in this podcast. Please remember, we're filmed live here in Houston, Texas. And Matt and I, we are your
Results Rebels.
You may have noticed we've switched positions because somebody informed us that we should actually match the images that are behind us.
Yes.
So that Matt should sit with the image of Matt behind us and Chris should sit with the image of
Chris. It is confusing. If you're here and that guy's got glasses on,
yeah.
I don't know.
And you don't look
and
like
I'm not wearing,
the
I can't,
glasses.
I can't.
Yeah.
It's not time for that yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that'll happen later. By the way, what is on the screen behind us is our new app, web app, really, right? It's progressive web app. And we've actually moved off the podcast from eWeb Results, still sponsored and obviously run by eWeb Results. It's just its own entity. We're going to be on Patreon soon.
Yeah.
And you guys are going to be able to, like, I don't know.
And we're looking for some sponsors.
Yeah. Let's get some sponsors. Yeah.
We can
do that. Actually, we should talk about that and give, like, a particular link and then check the traffic from that.
Yeah. So I think what we're looking at doing is creating,
content and commercials. And value.
Yeah.
Lots of value from everything that we're doing. I wanted to jump into this review. We got this really good review. This is, of course, 5 stars. It's on iTunes. I hadn't checked iTunes in a while. It's from Jenny the Greek. And it says, happy I found you. Hello there. I have a podcast too, and I'm trying to figure out how to better use SEO to promote it. I found your podcast this morning, and I've already listened to 3 episodes. This has tremendously helped me strategize what I need to do next. So thank you very much, Jenny. And she's with Bear Talk Radio.
Jenny, I'll come on your podcast.
Yes.
And I'll help you promote it.
And help, yes.
So reach out.
That's how you do that.
Influencers.
Hey, if you're interested, if this is the first time you've listened to the podcast, howdy.
Howdy.
Welcome to the podcast. We're glad that you've joined us. If you've listened to this podcast before, you might be here for some SEO tips. And we've got a way that you can get SEO tips. You can get SEO tips by going to ewebresults.com/.
We're revamping that.
That might
don't
not be
go
that.
There. Just don't keep go listening there. To the podcast.
Get the tips from us directly.
Yeah.
Right? Download the podcast and get them from us.
Listen to some more episodes. Reach out to us. Check. I'm broadcasting now on LinkedIn. So
yes.
If you're out there on LinkedIn, you can check out some
we
of my
uploaded
videos.
A video
I'm
today.
I'm going to be doing some case studies. We did.
Yeah, we uploaded a video today, which by the time you get this will be like a week or so ago. And and your mom responded, said that was dangerous.
Yeah. So Chris just bought.
No, let them figure it out.
Okay.
Go to the LinkedIn page and figure out.
Tesla hates us too, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's some danger in there. No one was harmed in the creation of that video.
I'm glad that you made that disclaimer. That's really important.
So your mom feels better about that.
Yeah.
It's good to know your mom's following you on LinkedIn too. I think I could post
on Facebook.
She's always on Facebook.
I pushed it out and she.
So my mom isn't on Facebook.
My mom used to be on LinkedIn. She worked for Microsoft for 30 years.
Yep.
But now she has like the young picture.
Yeah.
you know, it's still
up there.
It's like the young picture.
Yeah. You don't need to update it. You're not working for Microsoft anymore. All right. So this is part two of 21 SEO tips. I can't remember the name of the article, but it's by Brian D. He's with Backlinko. Go check it out.
He's buying up all the good blogs and can't find the content anymore.
Yeah. So this is Brian Dean.
He's good though. I like Brian.
He is very good. Yeah. We will have done 6 in a row podcasts of his content. That is how good his content is.
We need
is.
To get Alyssa to just reach out and get him on here.
Yes.
I mean, basically we're like, we're fans.
Yeah. We're fans. We're groupies. Come be on our podcast.
SEO groupies.
We're SEO groupies of Mr. Brian Dean. Hey, if you could help us out, we would really like it if you would shiko us.
A share, a like, or a follow.
Yeah, and when you do that, you actually hear the sound in the back of your head. It sounds like, shakow!
That was like the old Batman and Robin, the pow!
Yeah, that's why we have we didn't talk about swag in the last podcast. We have eWeb Results swag. That's a good one. It says, I am here.
And it's got the location.
Yes, the pin.
The pin.
The pin.
Yeah, it's like, it's where I am.
So,
and I feel like, you know, Google just kind of makes fun of you because they call their phone the Pixel.
Yeah.
And they're like, basically market ads to me.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
like,
it's the Pixel.
They basically,
just like the Facebook Pixel that you put on a website so they can harass you. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny to see the little Easter eggs that are in some of the programming.
Some of the thought process.
Yeah.
Like Tesla has Sexy. I don't know if you know that, right? So there's the Model S. The Model 3 looks like an E, and then the Model S, the Model X, and then the next version coming out is a Y. Sexy.
Interesting.
Yes.
It's like pyramids everywhere.
Yeah, it's all
Illuminati.
It's all the quest of Elon Musk to get to Mars. All right, so
he's already there.
What we are covering is these 21 tips. Brian Dean put these together. Amazing stuff. And we are on number 9. If you would like to hear 1 through 8, then you should probably...
I was on number 11.
Go back. You should probably not listen to Matt. And you should definitely go back to the previous podcast and check those out. So number 9, send link juice to pages sitting on page 2 or 3.
Yes.
Right? So if you've got some of your blog articles, some of your main content is on page 2 or 3 of Google, then you can boost it. And what we mentioned in the last podcast, go check it out, is that the link traffic, the link juice that you have actually control over is the stuff that's on your website. So
point it from your home, make sure your homepage is pointing to it.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, like there's been a lot of studies done. Most of the traffic's on the first page of Google. You get about a 20% bump if you can flip it over to the first page.
Yep.
And then it's sequentially, like significantly, like multiples
higher. Yeah.
As you value. Move from 10 to 1. And so if your traffic's sitting on the second page, it's probably not getting much or if any visibility. It's kind of a winner take all kind of lion's share game that you got to be on the first page of Google.
Yep.
You got to be.
Got to be there.
Yeah.
And he talked about, okay, what is the 3-step process for sending link juice to pages sitting on page 2 or 3? Well, first, use Google Search Console to find keywords where you rank on the second or third page. So basically, go into Google Search Console and you can figure that information. Like, so that what that means is like position 11 through 19, right?
Yeah, we use Google Search Planner or Google Search Console and Keyword Planner. And then, you know, we use SEMrush, Ahrefs. There's a bunch of them out there that help you find out where you're sitting and where you want to go.
And he says page 2 or 3, so that's 11 positions, 11 through 30.
And you can sort, there's sort
functions. Step 2, identify authoritative pages on your site, right? So those are pages that have a lot of link juice. And then link those pages. In fact, there's a search in Ahrefs, best by links in the left-hand sidebar if you're doing a search for your domain.
So one of the things you can also do, we built a little fun little tool that we're going to clean up a little bit. But if you go to eWebResults.com, we have an authority checker tool.
Yeah.
Okay. And so I use this actually every day to see what the domain authority is and what the page authority is.
Yep.
So if you're trying to figure out on your page, just you go use that little tool. And
you should build into that a pixel checker too. Because I know you use that information regularly.
I do.
Domain authority pixel checker.
There's so many things. So we just hired some programmers, and we're just coming up with stuff for them to do. They're like, what are we doing? And we're like, I don't know. We want you to build a bunch
this.
Of stuff. We're going to just keep giving them projects. It's fun.
All right, so step 3 is go to those landing pages and add internal links. So links to those pages, those other pages on your site that are sitting on page 2 or 3 of Google search result. Number 10, add this one word to your outreach email. Don't look at that. Let me see that paper. To your outreach email and increase your response rate by 45%. I know you already have at least one guess. What is the one word to add to your outreach emails to increase your response rate by 45%?
Their name?
Well, that's not one word. That's a different word. So, yeah, of course you want to have their name.
Action requested.
So action requested could be good, right?
You got to get them an open.
You're not going to believe how simple this one is. The word is because, right? And so
I wouldn't have guessed that.
This is actually... this is actually very, very interesting because I've been aware of the research behind this. I don't know for how long. I think it was the book Influence. You'll remember this, right? In the book Influence, somebody, they were like testing use word usage, and there was a line of people waiting to use a copier, and they would send somebody to try and cut in front of line. And one of them would say, can I use the copy machine before you? 61% of people would say yes. by the way, I would not be one of those 61%. I would say, no, there's a line. Get in the back of the line. That's just how I am. I believe in organization and structure.
Well, no. So really, like when you call somebody, right? So I used to do a lot of cold calling in a past life. Okay. Yeah. And really when you're calling, you just, hey, I'm calling you because I was just thinking about you.
Yeah.
You got to give them a reason.
The reason.
Just the reason why, hey, your name came up in conversation.
Yep.
Hey, you got to give people a reason of why you want them to do something.
It's never, quote unquote, or out of the blue, right? Right.
Yeah.
So then the other part of the study was they approached the line and they said, can I use the copy machine before you because I'm in a rush? 89. So it went from 61% yeses to 89% yeses. Why is such a huge difference? It turns out because makes a request, any request seem more legitimate.
I mean, think about like the people. So I just got back from New York. Think about the people in the airport.
Yes.
Right? That are rushing.
Yep.
And they're like, hey, I'm going to miss my flight.
You're going to help it. Like, right? You want to help people. Yeah. Human nature is actually to help people.
So
he said, like,
I like it.
And structured an email like this. I'm emailing you because, and this is just like,
I just
I'm calling
something.
You because.
My brain just got bigger.
Bigger.
Boom.
Does it still fit in the screen? Are we good? His brain got bigger. Don't break the TV behind us. Because cements my reason for reaching out as more legitimate. Number 11, right? So this is 21 SEO processes. Write many blog posts for YouTube descriptions. So he's actually sneaking in a YouTube SEO optimization process. It's pretty good. It says write 200 plus word video descriptions.
And only use 7 tags.
Only 7 tags?
I've tested this out. Only use 7 tags targeting your keyword. There's a lot of stuff about YouTube specifically, but a lot of people just post YouTube and don't tell people what it's about.
Yeah.
You could transcribe it and post it. But yeah, I mean, Google My Business is now doing this too. A lot of people are not taking advantage of that. Like little mini blogs. You know?
Yeah. So makes sense. And he says a lot of people just post it, but mindlessly toss a few words into the description box. That is a huge, Trump huge mistake. Number 12, optimize content for semantic SEO.
Yes.
Remember that thing called Hummingbird, right? That thing called Hummingbird. Before Hummingbird, Google only analyzed individual keywords on your page. After Hummingbird, it understands the topic of your page. So the question is, how can you optimize your content for semantic SEO?
Well, there's what is called LSI graph.
Yes.
And
ooh,
then, right?
So I think that's even in here.
Does he talk about that?
It is. Look at that right there.
So I use that a lot, but also looking at different combinations, Google does look at each keyword similar but different. So like Houston, Texas, Houston, TX.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Houston at the beginning. Like those are actually all different keywords. But what Google's trying to figure out, this is what I've decided.
Yeah.
This is from a bunch of
stuff. This is what I've decided.
This is what I've decided.
I've concluded.
I have concluded from extensive research.
That my decision is correct.
Google is trying to figure out what type of company you are.
Right.
And then it puts you in that bucket.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then it'll start ranking you for other stuff.
Yep.
So a lot of people are trying to optimize for like certain keywords.
Right.
And Google's just trying to figure out what you are and then put you in that bucket.
Yep.
And then you can optimize for additional stuff. But from playing with the algorithm, that's kind of one of the things I've seen to get kind of that semantic like locked in really quickly is like, what type of company or business or whatever is associated with these type of things.
Right.
And it doesn't even have to necessarily be the keyword that you're looking for or combinations.
I think,
does that make sense?
So I think, it's been a while since I've said this, and I think it's still very true. Like if you're looking for what you need to do in internet space, you need to look at what the leading industry leader is doing, right? So if the industry leader is active on LinkedIn, active on Facebook, active on Twitter, maybe not active on Snapchat yet.
What about TikTok?
And active maybe TikTok. On TikTok or whatever they're doing, Google's gonna kind of hold that up as like, this is the pinnacle of somebody in this industry. So this is who you're competing against. And if you want to compete against them, you need to be doing what they're doing. So that's kind of where
follow
do you fall?
Follow the yellow brick road.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I like to do.
All right, so first, optimize your page. So again, how can you optimize your content for semantic SEO? First, optimize your page around your target keyword, just like you normally would. And then cover subtopics related to your target keyword. We're not talking about keyword stuffing.
What you can do with this, right, is write additional blogs, kind of build a link structure with that, with like multiple blogs. But I actually like to use Wikipedia to see how they're organizing data to figure out what they think is associated with other things. Or what is it, Answer the Public?
Yep.
Yeah, so guy's kind of annoying.
You mentioned LSI Graph. Huh? It says this tool shows you subtopics that are related to the keyword you typed into. And when you cover these subtopics, it's clear to Google that you're actually covering the overall topic, right? That's really good.
Well, look at that.
Number 13, embed long tail keywords in title tags. So this is just smart. You know, if you think about, what is it, SEO Quake? No, the plugin, not SEO Quake, is that the plugin? The plugin in WordPress. Is that it's SEO Quake?
What
is
Yoast.
It? Yoast, thank you. SEO Quake is another one. So if you look at Yoast, you can actually pay for a premium version and get two keyword sets. That's really getting into this kind of optimizing for semantic because you're getting those lowercase keywords. So if you look at what you can do with that same tool, embedding long tail keywords into your title tags really makes sense, right?
Yeah.
It is like, in his case, he's like, his title is White Hat SEO Case Study, How to Get a Number One Ranking. So what is he doing? He's putting how to get a number one ranking, but he also embedded into it the long tail phrase, SEO case study. He said it hit number 5 for SEO case study in a few short weeks.
Well, he's got some juice.
Yeah.
He's got juice all over the
bottom line is find long tails that you can embed into your existing titles that are focused on particular keywords.
Yeah. No, it's doing more with less. Yeah.
Number 14, hack Wikipedia. That just sounds like fun. Like we should all wake up and hack Wikipedia.
Man, I feel like I should have wrote this article.
Hack Wikipedia for keyword and topic ideas. Sure, the keyword planner is nice for monthly search volume info, but it's horrible at generating new keyword ideas. So what his idea is, go into Wikipedia, he gives the example, hey, I'm gonna do a search in Wikipedia for insurance, and then you get this table of contents.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Jump into the table of contents, and he's like, look, by looking into this, I see underwriting and investing, I see earned premium, underwriting, actuarial, science, all of these are phrases that are coming directly out of the Wikipedia article that you might not have thought of, and they're relevant, they're gonna help you do place well for a semantic search.
Yeah, no, I do that. Hello.
And then number 15, use best of lists to find awesome link building opportunities, right?
I haven't done that as much. I've been really busy lately.
Yeah.
But we do have some really solid link builders that we need to make sure that we give that
this
to.
This technique too. Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people, you know what they're starting to do? They're starting to be like, hey, I want this link and I'll put you back on the list.
We're
on the list, and they like pulls down. They're like, "Hey, I'll put you back on the best SEO podcast." So I'm like, people are getting like fierce.
Yeah,
I mean,
cutthroat.
It's getting cutthroat out there.
You know? Competition is.
And that's what's happening for a lot of our clients. Okay, what we're seeing is a lot more people are jumping into the online game with both feet.
Yeah.
Right. And so, what worked 6 months ago or a year ago? It's more competitive based on geographic area, based on the industry. I mean, really all that traffic's on the first page of Google. And so everybody's trying to get there.
Yeah.
And everybody's trying to get online. And what I would recommend is if you're on the fence about it, it's time to jump in now.
Yeah.
Don't wait till you're the last one in the boat.
And you're playing catch up
because
right now.
Because
it's a competition.
Right now you can get in position and you can kind of hold position.
Yeah.
And fend people off.
It's easier to be the king of the hill if you're on top of, if you're already the king of the hill.
If you're already on top of the hill.
Yeah.
And you have guards.
Yeah.
And boats.
Like, and moats.
And sharks.
And dragons.
Yeah. Ooh, I like dragons.
All right. So best of blog posts
like
are
that.
Hand curated lists of the best blogs in a specific industry. You can find that. So you could look like, I don't know, you could look like dragons, blogs to follow, best dragons posts 2019, top dragons blogs to follow. And that's how you can find these lists. And what those are lists of who you want to reach out to try and do. Are you stealing my paper out of that article?
I'm saving that one.
Okay. It's worth keeping?
Yeah, that was worth keeping. You know, it's like you go in a doctor's rip out the magazine.
Nobody else needs that page. So those are who you can reach out to do guest posts, or you can ask them for links that are relevant to their particular content.
We could write an article, what is better, dragons or unicorns?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
I bet
we could rank
my
that.
Daughter
I
might,
think we could test that.
Might actually fight over that article. She loves her some unicorns. She has a dabbing unicorn, which we do this way.
Oh.
That's how you do a dabbing
unicorn. Is that
a dance? Dabbing unicorn on her lunchbox and on her backpack. It's
awesome.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I helped her choose it. Number 16, publish content with at least 1,800 words.
So remember when that was 300 and then 500 and then 750 and then 1,000. Now it's 1,800. We were actually saying 6 months ago, or maybe even a year ago, 2,000 words, right? More is better in Google's eyes, to a degree.
There's a study of 1 million Google search results, and that study found that the average word count of the first page of Google results was 1,890, right? So to be in the competition for that study of 1 million Google searches, you needed you had on average 1,890 words in your page.
And so what people are starting to do, starting to do kind of drop down boxes, or kind of where you have the content on there where Google can see it, but then it's optimized for conversions.
Right.
And so, you know, if people want more information, I mean, Google's doing it too, is like, they don't want you to leave Google. So they put all that information on that page, but it's not just like word vomited everywhere. It's like basically like in little tabs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So accordions. Yeah.
So here's a question. Let me give me your piece of paper again.
Oh no.
Why do long posts work? First off, long posts show Google that they're providing in-depth information for searchers. In-depth content flips an important emotional switch, right? So that switch gets switched. That pushes people to share online. What is that emotional switch?
Please repeat the question.
In-depth content flips an important emotional switch that pushes people to share online content. What is that emotional switch? I didn't even know it was an emotional switch. It's awe, right? So you read a really good article, like you want to share it. Like, this is a really good article. This is amazing. That's why I want to share it. So he calls the emotional switch awe.
I'm speechless.
You should just be saying,
So actually, I've been reading a few different books.
Yeah. You've been known to read a little
and
incessantly.
And,
yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
I love reading. And they did talk about the power of awe.
Yeah.
And that's what gets people, like, that interruption market to catch it. But like, you always want to leave people with a sense of awe. That's who's going to recommend you, who's going to share you. And it's just going above and beyond.
Yeah.
And so actually at this conference, we were talking about like, what are those kind of low periods, you know, when you're working with customers or clients that you can flip that and make
and deliver
it,
wow.
And deliver wow or deliver awe.
Yeah. University of Pennsylvania, Dr. Jonah Berger found that content that elicited awe made people 30% more likely to share it.
I mean, if you would ask, do you want your stuff to be awesome or awful? They would say awesome.
They would say some. All right, so that's it.
No,
yeah,
no,
that's
one more.
Item 16. Nope, we're done.
One more.
We're done. We've got another podcast to do from this content. Man, punch in the face to Brian Dean with Backlinko.
Yes.
Putting together awe-worthy content, awesome enough for us to put it in 6 of our podcasts in a row. If you guys are like tired of this, maybe hit us up. Let us know. Right? I think it's good content. I think it's good for you. I think there's great information here. We're adding to that information. So hit us up. Let us know.
I know you wanted to go to a Neil Patel article, and Brian just kind of awed
so,
you.
Yeah. So I would say that if Brian actually sent us a link request and said, and this is from our previous podcast, and said, hey, could you replace Neil Patel's article with this one, you would actually consider it.
I would.
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah. You considered the other one, but it would get farther than.
Well, you know, like.
It did.
I'm all like, I just call it like it is.
Yeah.
I mean, really, like, I mean, that's why it's called punch in the face marketing.
Hey, we don't get paid to do this, so we ask you to do something simple. We get paid in reviews.
Or ship us cash.
Or ship us, yeah, buckets.
Small bills.
Yeah, buckets of cash. We actually had 101 reviews on Facebook at one point. That's down to 9.
How did that happen?
We didn't do anything wrong.
Facebook.
I think Facebook
said these are so old.
Yeah.
And
you're not that business anymore.
And you're not
We're
a
not
real
the
business.
Same podcast anymore.
Like,
we're not.
But a bunch of these were from last year.
So if you want to stick it to Facebook.
Yeah, stick it to Facebook.
What you should do is go back to facebook.com/bestSEOpodcast and leave us another review. Yeah.
Yeah.
Take that, Facebook.
Yeah. Facebook's like really, I mean, everybody's like getting off the platform. I mean, people have moved to more Instagram.
They are spending an hour a day on average on it, but everyone's getting off.
Well, you know, he's going to run for Congress and he's got his
Libra running for Congress?
Or something. Yeah, I don't know. President, maybe. But Libra coin. He's going to take over the whole.
Yes.
So we're sorry. We're sorry.
Yes.
We love Facebook.
Send us Libra coin.
Send us
like,
Libra coin.
Is that like unicorn? Unicoin.
Yeah.
Hey, if you're looking to grow your business with the largest, simplest marketing tool on the planet,
the internet,
call eWeb Results for increased revenue in your business. You can call us at 713-592-6724. If you have a referral, right, this is not you out there. If those podcast listeners or YouTube people who should be subscribers, go ahead and click subscribe now. If you actually have a referral, you send that referral to us. We deliver great internet marketing results to them, and they pay us, and then we pay you.
Yeah, or we'll put some money towards a bucket for marketing for you. We have a video here of our new headquarters.
Yeah.
And for all you
right
special
it's on the
that
video.
Are watching.
It's on the video.
Okay.
We were filmed live.
Is it?
Live at 13105 Northwest Freeway.
This is our tower. This is our headquarters. Look at that. Look at that.
Suite 500-34, 35, 36. Like
it's,
also,
it's the tallest building.
Look at the logo on that.
That is the tallest building
on this freeway.
On 290.
Yep.
Like this is the hub. This is the future of where the center of Houston is going to be because you can get on 290.
Yep.
Okay. You can get on I-10.
Yep.
You can get on 610. This
and
is the
45,
only
45, yeah.
This is the only place in Houston that's actually the center. So Houston, it's actually here.
Yeah.
This is actually
it's
we're
in
gonna
our
move
office.
The pin.
It's in our office.
Yeah, we're gonna move the pin.
And it's gonna be
and yeah, right
I
here.
Am here.
Right here.
If you look at his shirt, it says
right
I am here.
This will be the center of Houston. Mark my words.
Yep.
Yeah?
Market my words.
Market my words. Oh, I like that.
If you would like a transcript, video, or audio of this podcast, you can find it on our podcast website, which is bestseopodcast.com. We are the most popular SEO and one of the most popular internet marketing podcasts on iTunes in the known universe. That is because of you. That is because of all you all. Thank you so much. Please shiko us.
Share, like, and follow.
And until the next podcast, my name's Chris Burris.
My name is Matt Bertram.
Bye-bye for now. She's gonna set me free. In my